This is KEXP. It's 90.3 FM worldwide. We're on the web at KEXP.org. My name is Chili. Down in the performance room, I am very, 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 very excited to have a band all the way from Uruguay performing live on El Sonido today. Molina y Los Cósmicos. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. You're very welcome. Take it away. Let's hear some music.
This first song is En el Camino del Sol. Okay.
Molina y Los Cósmicos, live on KEXP. Want to do another song?
Yes.
Let's get right into it.
Pequeñas cosas que jamás te contaré.
Thank you.
Yeah, live music here on KEXP from Uruguay. Molina y Los Cosmicos, welcome to KEXP.
Thanks.
I'm so glad to have you here.
Thanks.
And I see you've recruited a local drummer as part of your Cosmicos, Connor from the Cumbieros.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys. It's been a joy.
Right on.
Been a real joy.
This is your first time to Seattle.
Yes, the first time in Seattle, and we love this city.
Yeah. Cool.
We are very happy to be here.
I'm very glad to have you here. Been a long ways to come.
Yeah.
And we've been playing your music on El Sonido for a while, and it's such a treat to have you all the way up here. It's cool.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'd like to hear a little bit of history of you, Nico, and the whole group. How did you get into music, and how did you get this band together?
When I was a child, I listened to music all the time. At 16, I started working, and I got my first guitar. From that moment, I haven't been and play music. It's okay, play music all the time. I'm here now.
And one important thing to know is that we know each other since we were childs.
Okay.
Because we came from a very small town in Uruguay. Mm-hmm. Only 6,000 people live there.
Wow.
So we know each other since
a long
time, since child.
And then how long has Los Cosmicos been playing as that group?
Well, we have been playing, like, the four of us together since 2012,
okay.
Actually. Well, that was our first...
July 2012.
Yeah, that was our first show ever.
Yes. In Castillos is a little town in Uruguay, South America. It's front of the ocean, Atlantic Ocean, and near Brazil. We love Brazil. And the band is Martin Mendez on electric guitar, Sebastián Arruti on bass, Emma Ralph on keyboards and vocals. And today, Connor.
Connor Apperson.
Replacing Nacho Bitancourt.
Cool. Tell me about the first record. You just played a couple songs off of it.
Yes, well, it's like a song for me. We recorded in a home studio in Aguas Dulces and Castillos. And we don't have money to record. It's an indie recording. With analog tapes, computers, microphones, and I feel proud of it.
You should be. It sounds really good. And have people in Uruguay, do they support the band? Do you get to do lots of shows?
Yes.
Yeah, we have played with several bands from Uruguay. In Brazil, actually, we went to Brazil.
Yeah, you played a festival, right?
We played in a festival. We have played in different places.
For example, El Mapa de Todos in Porto Alegre, a good festival.
There we get a chance to play with a great band in Uruguay that's called Buenos Muchachos.
Mm-hmm. And Bomba Estéreo.
Yeah.
We play in Festival de Música de Rúa, Paraíso del Norte, Fest Bicontrapedal in Uruguay.
Cool, and this is your first trip to the United States.
Yes.
You started in New York City?
Yes, in a Rock Good Music Hall.
Mm-hmm.
We also play in a Uruguayan bar.
An Uruguayan
club.
Bar, Tabaré Bar.
Tabaré Bar.
Tabaré Restaurant.
Restaurant, yes. Located in Brooklyn.
So far and KSP.
Mm-hmm. How did you come to the United States? Are you just here to share some music and to vacation, or
yes.
You didn't come all the way just for me?
Well, it was our excuse.
Yeah,
I mean, we said okay, we have to go to Seattle, but then we visited other cities, and well, they got to play in New York as well. But it was actually funny how we got here. There's a funny story about this film director. Mm. It's called
Sean Telford.
Yeah, Telford, and he was actually listening to this radio actually in his car, and he heard one of the songs of the album, and he said, "Wow, I have to have this song in one of my short films." So he stayed in his car outside his house, listening and waiting for probably you to say the name of the band. So he contacted Nicolas, and he asked him if he could use one of the songs that's called Gachos de Kentucky that we're going to play last.
Mm-hmm.
And now that song is it's in one of his short films.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but the story doesn't end there. Now, like, to return the favor, we are staying at his house.
Uh-huh.
So he has been... I mean, it was great. I mean,
so to use the song for the soundtrack, he's hosting you here in Seattle.
Yeah,
that is amazing. So amazing. Yeah. I actually saw the movie. I saw it before it was released. You sent me a preview, and it's a cool short. It's called El Camino Solo.
That's right.
And it showed at SIFF, the Seattle International Film Festival.
Yes, yes.
And I love short films, and I go to the festival, and it came on. I was like, oh my God, I forgot about this movie. It's in SIFF. This is cool. And it starts with a song. That was great.
It's amazing.
That's a really unique connection. I like that I had a small part in bringing those worlds together. Yes. That's really cool.
Super
yeah.
Cool.
He's been awesome with us. We really appreciate everything that he has done for us now.
Nice. I'd like to learn a little bit more about Uruguay. Tell me a bit about the music scene and what kind of music you can hear there.
Well, there are like many kinds of music there. Many great artists that have been playing internationally. For example, No Te Va a Gustar, it's very famous. What else?
Cuarteto de Nos.
Cuarteto de Nos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alberto Wolf y los Terapeutas. In Uruguay, really, there are many cool bands.
Very professional.
Tigo Revela, Tigo Drexler, Garo, mm-hmm.
yeah.
Friends.
And there's, God, who's hip-hop? Santi Mustafa?
Yes, he's a hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we know.
And
Lateja Pride.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
It seems like the country of Uruguay really supports its arts, too, and tries to do its best to share.
Yeah.
Which I think is great.
Yeah, a lot of international bands have also played in Uruguay, which is great. Like, yes. How did you end up in this small country, big band here?
Yeah.
So it's great, yeah.
For such a small place, it seems to be a really exciting, innovative place full of a lot of art.
Yes.
And speaking of which, you're working on a new record, is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, we are finished El Folk de la Frontera,
mm-hmm.
The second album of Molinos Los Cósmicos. We are really happy because Craig Schumacher will be mixing the album.
Awesome.
He is an engineer of Calexico, Iron and Wine, my favorite band.
Nice. How did you connect with him?
I sent an email.
Uh-huh.
It's okay, also.
He connects with everyone. I don't know.
He liked the music and he support the Molinos Cósmicos.
Very cool. Once again, we're speaking with Molina y Los Cósmicos live here on KEXP, all the way from Uruguay. Their first trip to Seattle. And speaking of the new record, you've got a new track to play next, correct?
Yes, this track is from the new album. ITC, en el día que el mundo se iba a acabar, yo te conocí en el día que el mundo se iba a acabar, y para ti que sé que te gusta. Yo te conocí en el día que el mundo iba a acabar. Quizás por tu voz, quizás tu sonrisa, quizás tu manera de hablarme. ¿Dónde trabajas? ¿Dónde estudias? ¿Y en dónde mataste a esa animal? Y no me digas que esto no es real.
zombies debemos matar. La la la. Qué suerte que sos, yo soy natural. Qué suerte que vine a tocar. Yo te conocí en el día que
el mundo se iba a acabar. Yo te conocí,
yo te conocí
en el día que,
el día que
el mundo se iba a acabar.
Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Live music at KEXP, Molina y Los Cosmicos. I'm so glad you guys were here today. That sounded wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I will put some information on the KEXP playlist, links to your website so people can learn more about the band and check
Thank
out
you.
Your music. And everyone listening, make sure and check the new record. It's on the way. When can we expect the new one?
December.
In December.
Yeah.
Okay, towards the end of the year. Yep. And you guys are welcome in Seattle anytime. And
thank
I would
you.
Thank you.
One of these days I'll come down and visit. I would love that.
Sure.
Melina y los Cosmicos, thank you so much. Thank you to our video team, to Kevin Suggs for sound, and everyone listening. It's KEXP Seattle.